That's a relationship, and but I'll tell you something. It's working for me, and I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I it was explained to me what the day was going to be last night, and I couldn't be more thrilled. What a wonderful concept, you know? You get a card, you stop, you go down the river, you stop at all these different places.
What
and
do you
huh?
What do you
a lot of money, apparently.
Really? Good
yeah,
luck.
Yeah, the boat. I mean, I don't. I mean, it's the captain of the boat.
I'm just a
passenger. I'm shooting for maybe a bunk this weekend.
Good
yeah. You know where I get my own cabin, but I don't think that's I don't think I've known these people long enough.
And I don't know. You tell me, are these boat people different than the boat people in the last time you went through this phase of your life?
Not one little bit.
Okay, so very much.
No, maybe just that much better.
Because
the one guy.
I'm thinking, you know, the one guy from the boat person from the last time.
Well, they're a lot better.
With the jewelry, Elvis sunglasses, and like the guy's like, hey, welcome to my palace.
No, because that guy, no, it's not even close. But you're still around the water, and you're still around the people that are on boats, and you see a lot of guys like that.
A lot of slinky guys.
Yeah. I mean, I met a guy known as Mullet Man last night. You know, I mean, these are the, it's just, and I had, you know, I had the golf option. You know, to get me off the golf course on a weekend, yeah. It takes an awful lot of
You know what that is? That is the change, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The seasons in a man's life.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. You know, I'll go back to the golf course eventually, but I mean, right now, no, it's the boating. And it's a great time. It's a big boat, and yeah. I just sit up there and, you know, it's fantastic.
Pound.
I'm bringing them all crap t-shirts this weekend.
Oh, that's nice.
So everybody hopefully will be wearing a crap shirt. They'll love that, right?
How long do you think that band's going to stay together?
The band's probably going to stay together for a while.
How long are you going to stay with it?
I'm going to stay with it for a while. I think I'm committed. It's, you know, you get into a thing where you're, you know, it's like the mafia. You can't get out.
The family.
Yeah, they'd have to kill you. But it's, yeah, you know, I will not, I will keep the band together until you come and see us. And, you know, and then after that, so I mean, it could be forever.
Well, don't say that. Don't say that if you don't mean that.
No, I mean, right now it's okay. It's okay, but we're having a little time off. Got about a month off from any of band activity, and I'm very, very excited about this weekend. I am very,
but
very
you gotta
pumped.
Know is, here's the deal with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
As I recall it from the last time that this happened,
mm-hmm.
Here's the phase. The phases are...
I don't intend to, you know, completely duplicate all
the first time,
previous activities.
Okay, oh, okay. And I bet you
that
don't.
That got me in trouble.
And I bet you don't. But
I'm a little more. I'm a little harder edged now, Don.
The first time it was.
Well, of course. Well, you know, I've been my skin was thickened.
There was depression.
Right.
Now, there was depression this time.
Right.
Then there was Mike, the riverboat captain.
Yes.
In which. A lot of weekends,
right.
You'd spend time with the guys,
yeah.
with the hat with the scrambled eggs on the front,
right.
And out on the boats.
Yeah.
Then you go from
you
that.
You remind me, because now I don't know what happens. See, I'm just kind of living it naturally. You tell me what the next phase would be.
The next step.
The next phase would be like a relationship.
No. There was a step in between.
What was that?
The step in between was the clubbing, Mike.
Oh, the dating phase?
No. Not even dating.
Clubbing?
Where you go out with Rusty Ford, or you go out with someone. Where,
well, I'm in that phase too. The boating phase and the clubbing phase are happening simultaneously.
Yeah, and you would have.
I'm doing that right now.
And remember, you had your posse for a while.
Yeah,
you had John Pop,
right?
Daryl,
yes.
And all the guys that you would.
When I get people at work that I'll be actually, you know, requesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's first. He goes to the boat people.
Right.
Then he starts the clubbing, where it's every night.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to go out?
Right.
Who wants to go to a club?
Exactly.
And then you get to the dating part.
Which is always trouble.
And now,
you know what? And that's what I don't want to duplicate.
I know you don't want to duplicate.
But I probably will.
You have to.
Which will eventually end up with you at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Looking out a hotel window.
Yes.
And where was it? Was it the Bahamas?
Bermuda.
Bermuda.
As the plane left. With her on it.
With a girl on it.
Alone. Yeah. Yeah. See, now you know why I don't want to duplicate that.
I know you don't.
See, and a lot has happened in my life since that I think I'm hoping that I don't duplicate those things.
You, like me, I'm sure will be, in this regard, you will learn from past mistakes.
I think in certain areas, but the fun areas that I'm in right now, the fond memories, definitely duplicating. Absolutely.
That's why if you are a new listener to the show in one of the new markets, Philadelphia,
yes.
New Orleans, one of these cities,
right.
you're coming aboard at a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome aboard.
Because you're going to be getting, over the summer,
right.
You're going to be getting the many phases of Mike.
Right. I'm just doing the best I can.
And you're doing a bang-up job.
Darn, I'm trying. Job. I'm trying right now, but I'm very... You know when I'm legitimately excited about something, and I am, you know? Had a few options. That's good, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's good. There was a time there where I really was not having a lot of options in my life as far as what to do.
Yeah.
I got a lot of solitude, and now the options are starting to come out. I'm starting to put out the net a little bit.
Speaks volumes right there. Here's
right.
Choice. Choice number one.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
All right, go ahead. That's choice number one. That's better. Choice number one.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
You
need a bigger wastebasket.
You want to swallow that one back.
Oh, man, send that right out to the fan.
Choice number...
Are we talking choice or phase?
No. For you this weekend.
Yes.
Choice number one. You could play unlimited golf.
Choice number one. I had two golf things. I had a buddy down that I'm going to see this guy eventually, but it was down on the Eastern Shore. My old gang down there going to go down and play golf and gone out.
You could have gone golfing by yourself, though.
Yes, could have gone golfing.
So, mm-hmm.
Had a little match that I was invited to play into, but I blew that off.
That's the telltale sign.
Yes, because you know how much I love golf.
You had the choice of playing golf all weekend uninterrupted or...
Mm-hmm.
Going out and riding on a boat.
Yes.
To collect cards.
All day.
All day.
I mean, I believe this, we're talking 4 hours down, 4 hours back.
Wow.
So, I mean, it will be the wee hours.
It started.
And here's the best part.
The all-new sound of Mike O'Mara.
The best part is the place where this guy keeps his boats, right next to a bar. A really good bar.
That's a shock.
Yeah. So it's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, it's the new Mike.
Yeah.
It's the new Mike.
But as I said, what I'm going for is the, is my own stateroom.
We are
it's
into
a big boat. It's got two bedrooms. I mean, it's a big 44 feet of boat. You know?
We are into phase. Ladies and gentlemen, we officially are into phase two.
Thank you.
Of the four phases of my... No, actually, the five phases.
I'm not going to be... But you do believe in me that I will not be duplicating all the phases.
I believe you'll duplicate them, but not as poorly.
Yes.
I believe phase number one is depression, which you have pretty much, at least the way I see it, kind of gotten past that.
Yes, I am.
Phase number two is the boat people.
Right.
Phase number three is the clubbing.
Yes. That's kind of... I'm in phase two.
Some overlap.
And
with a posse.
Don't call it clubbing as much as, hopping. I'm not a club kind of guy.
Is the dating.
Which is going to be...
You're going to make the same mistake.
No, that's not going to happen.
And then phase number five...
Right.
When you get married again.
But see, if you're gonna call it the five phases of single me, of when I'm out of a relationship, the fifth phase is what I call bottom. That was bottom when I was in Bermuda. Bottom.
And let me just say, here's phase six.
Hi, this is Wendell Hall. In all this excitement, I sort of forgot myself. This is a Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world. What you've got to be asking yourself is, do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Good luck.
There we go.
Winner! Oh, my God.
Christ, we got to get a call 100 right now.
It frightens me that you know those phases so well.
I do.
Welcome back.
Live through them with you.
A couple of those phases I don't want to repeat.
Call 100 time. Let's do that. I'm sorry we made you wait so long for the contest. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hi, thanks for waiting. What's your name?
Drew.
Hi, Drew. Where are you from?
D.C.
Drew, here you go. Tickets to the Area 2 Festival. That's a goddamn good concert. David Bowie, Moby, Busta Rhymes, and more. Nissan Pavilion, July 28th. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com or CC.com. Now, are you ready to play for $2,500?
Yes, sir.
All right. The Celebrity Burp, I'll tell you this, he's a man's man.
Ming.
And I'm going to give you another clue today.
Uh-oh. Oh, you don't give many clues when it's over $1,000.
Yeah. I'll give you a clue right now. Quite a head of hair. Quite a head of hair.
Might as well just give it to him, Don.
Okay. Play the burp now. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
Here we go.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. Your clues again. He is a man's man, and he has one hell of a head of hair.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah. One time. Who is it?
Hey, Craig Wilson.
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, Craig Wilson. Thank you, and don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you.
A clue for you. We will have a bonus Craig Wilson for you on today's show.
Fantastic.
We're up on a break now, and when we come back, Robert the Angry Mailman is here.
Yeah, and we kept him waiting, so he's really angry.
And he has some KKK porno.
Wow.
That and I still don't understand what KKK porno is.
Yeah, and, you know, Robert will have to explain it to us.
And he's also going to tell us about his big-ass tour in which he traveled the United States and had sex with many girls he met on the Internet.
He had anal.
He had anal. And his, remember yesterday we said, did you use protection? And he said, I used their hair.
Which we'll get to the bottom of and all that.
So to speak. All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come in here for a minute. Come on in here. We're on live right now.
That's the fourth one growing.
Congratulations to you.
I know I got the MVP for the third time, but I got to thank my teammates without them. There'll be no Shaq Diesel. They stay on me all year. I told them if we make it to the final, just bring me the ball and let me go to work. When I kick it out, just shoot it, leave it. And I'm happy for these guys. I love you.
Thanks, man. Now, before you go, I got to tell you one thing, man. Come here. I got to tell you. Right now, it's Staples, and I told Kobe and Rick, some of the crowd is apparently a little unruly, and the police are firing rubber bullets to try to control them. What would you say to those people right now?
I just want to say, take it easy. The parade will be Friday. I don't want nobody to get hurt. I don't want none of my police officer buddies to get hurt. I don't want no fans to get hurt. Just take it easy. I know you're happy as shit. I'm happy as shit too, but don't take up no calls, man. Please don't.
Are you going? You want to talk about your dad before you go real quick? He was in here crying. You come back? Okay, cool. Thanks, Shaq. I appreciate it.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFN 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Well, you heard it.
Jack is happy as S.
Happy as S, and he knows the fans are happy as S.
Ready to answer the hot number, Don and Mike.
All right, bring Robert in. Robert the Angry Mailman in his Lakers finery.
We take a call while Robert goes in here. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy, how are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I'm calling from New Jersey, Don. I'm asking the big question. Are you going to be on to New York again?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, we don't know. That's all we can say about that.
If you live in New Jersey, maybe you...
No, I live in northern New Jersey. I picked up out of YSP in Philly when I go south. And I mean South Jersey.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, let's hope that you come back because it was nice to hear you for 5 minutes live on the telephone.
Well, we... technically... We are on WNEW.
Yeah.
But
it's good to hear the Catholic-to-Catholic routine I've heard a couple times already.
You know, we have no say in what they're doing.
Yeah, we really don't know. I mean, we really don't know. Nobody's telling us. And, you know, for quite some time, all that we've known is what you've told us.
Let me give you the official statement.
Read those four.
No. This is a tape statement.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can pass this along to any of our New York listeners that you meet who might want to know what's going on.
Very good.
All right, go ahead, buddy.
Here you go.
I don't know. I only know that that's why I have said repeatedly that I want to find out. I want to get to the bottom of this and find out all that has happened. And so far, I've told you all that I know. And you know, the truth of the matter is, for quite some long time, all that you knew was what I told you.
There you go.
That's
and
it.
I love to Nancy, too.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, my friend.
Love to Nancy.
Now, joining us is Robert the Mailman.
Yeah.
Robert the Angry Mailman.
A man who I will never, ever, ever, ever give a compliment to again.
Hey, come on, man. I'm just playing with you. However.
I called. I said, your beard looks good, and you called, and you said, what are you, gay?
No, I said, you're a fag.
You're a fag.
Second time you've done that. But however, I'm here.
Don't you think he looks different with his beard right now?
He looks, Mike, to me, exactly the same.
Like every other one of us.
Now, Robert, don't go down this road.
However, I got an announcement to make.
You like that Shaq bit we were doing before?
Come on, it's funny. It's funny.
You really want my comment on Shaq? Shaq is my brother. You know, what am I going to say bad about him? Man's trying to articulate his thoughts and you dog him. But that's okay. You know, you dog every, minority. You know, you colors, we all talk alike, no matter how much money we make. But like I said, I'm here to, I think I'm going to change my name.
You going to change your name?
I'm no longer Robert the Angry Mailman.
Now you are?
I'm Black Moses.
Black Moses.
Why? Yeah. Now, why Black Moses?
Because a brother been parting a lot of Red Seas lately.
Steve, where we hear about your big-ass...
Wow.
So,
Black Moses.
Yeah.
Black Moses.
I walked in there, and them seas just open up, baby.
Really?
All right, Black...
Wow, Black Moses.
Which would you like to discuss first, Robert? Your KKK porno, or your Butts Across America tour?
Let's talk about Butts Across America. Tour 2001.
You do seem in a relatively good mood compared to what you are when you're normal.
No, sex will do that for you.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of sex, have we?
These are girls you met on the internet?
Net, talk to, you know, friends, hook up. Some of them are local.
And you took a drive. You drove from D.C. down south?
Yeah, I went to... my sister lives in Miami.
Okay.
And, you know, you get in these chat rooms and these women are talking S, and I'm like, well, hell, I can come down there and see you on my way to see my sister. What's up? And you get about 10 or 15 of them, get the numbers, and you talk to them, and they're nice.
What's your success rate out of, like, 15?
8.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good percentage.
Well, actually, enough begging, you get something.
Now, these girls that you met, did they describe themselves?
They got pictures, and I sent pictures of myself.
So you know what you're
doing. So everybody's upfront and honest, you know. Good. If they're a pig, they're a pig, you know.
Did you run into any that would send, like, a hottie picture, and then when you ran into them, they were
no,
peace?
No.
How many pigs did you have?
The worst one.
Yeah.
You remember the end of Blade when he shot the needles into the bad vampire?
Yeah.
And just before he exploded, he swole up. I effed one that looked exactly like that.
Wow.
I swear to God. She was so big, she had her ankles were black and blue. But you know what? I was Denzel to her. Treated her real well, and it's like the cartoon with the bear that keeps calling Bugs Bunny. Tell me more about my eyes, and she keeps calling me and calling me. And I'm like, hey baby, I was your dark angel. I came to town, I effed you, and I moved on.
Was this a multiracial tour that you went on?
No, it was all sisters.
Sisters.
I mean, I mean, I like white girls, but.
Right.
You know, I met him up here and there. We know how that goes. Amy.
What cities did you visit and...
I met the Beast outside of Atlanta. Nice girl.
Right.
I met a lovely little hoe in Tampa.
God.
And on the way back, I booked the chicken in Jacksonville and talked to her. I didn't meet on the net, just met her in the street and ended up getting a Hummer.
Have you ever seen him happier?
No.
I've never seen Robert happier.
Actually, I effed a couple before I left on vacation that I met. And there's another one in Philadelphia. Come on, married. Just the whole spectrum. Married, single, fat, skinny, I don't care. I F them all, man.
Really?
I'm in a great mood, man.
Well, he is. I will say this is a very relaxed Black Moses.
Now, we touched
today.
On something yesterday, Robert, when we were talking to you, because one of the things I said when I heard about this sex tour that you took I said, did you use protection? And you said something that we all found very strange. You said, yeah, I used their hair. Now, answer the question about protection, Robert.
And answer it in a way that we can say it without getting deleted.
I was just joking. Obviously, I use protection.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest with you. It's not because of STDs, because eventually you die from those. It's from, you know, I don't want no Father's Day cards.
Okay.
I don't want no kids, you know.
All right, that's good.
And
so you use rubbers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
I use rubbers sometimes, you know. It depends on the moment, but most of the time, yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
On this F tour that you were just on, how many times did you not use rubbers?
Out of the about three or four times.
Wow, that's like you're playing Russian roulette.
Well, not only
it was the heat of the moment.
Well, the heat of the moment might get you one of those Father's Day cards. Not to mention a trip to the clinic.
Well, you know, I can't lie on myself.
Yeah, see, you hear that?
I was in the F mode.
You hear that sound? What? Hear that sound of that chamber spinning?
Please,
see, Robert.
Hey,
yeah, good luck.
I mean, you guys got long term marriage.
Well, I'm very sorry, but you've lost.
Look, wow. I know my stuff. Wait a minute. Let me sniff right
now. No, stop it.
He's putting his hand down his pants.
Robert,
stop smelling your hand.
That's gross.
Smells like talcum. So far, so good. And I brought I got my little Yahoo Maps.
Right.
Got the states.
Showing all the right. States you've been. What states did you travel through, Robert?
North, South Carolina.
Right.
Robbie, they love Robbie.
Yes, they do.
I met some real necks down there, man. These
Robbie
guys
would
are
be
like,
more of a South Carolina guy. Mm.
Hey, Robert, you know a girl named Becky?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah,
she says you owe her money. Hey, Becky.
Yeah.
All right, Robert owes you money?
Speak to
me. Yeah, you still owe me money from my aunt's birthday party, yet you're driving all over the country effing girls everywhere? That's kind of messed up.
Hey, Becky, I haven't heard from you in like 3 or 4 months.
And do you think you would ever hear from me again after this display that you're putting on national radio?
What's disgusting, dude?
This is
ho. This is not about no pressure. These women wanted me to F them, okay? Straight up. I was getting called six, seven times a night. I'm having full sex at my part-time job. These women wanted me to F them.
Hold on, please. One at a time.
Former relationship.
Let me finish, Becky.
Hold on. And then Becky will give you a chance for your 2 seconds.
Becky, I met you through this show, right? And you paraded me around.
Paraded you around. I
yes, you did. Okay,
you
let's be honest
you
about it. Okay, and I didn't. It was no pressure for me
to go out
to jump
with me and
pants.
My friends. And don't say
Becky,
that we didn't treat
Becky,
you.
Becky, Black Moses, please allow. And you don't be mad if I call you BM. Allow Black Moses to speak.
You can call me that after what I've been through.
And then we will let you say whatever you want in return. Let Black Moses make his pitch.
Becky, did I treat you wrong? No. We had a good time. We went out a couple of times. Okay, you paid for dinner one time. I will write you a check. I will write you a check for
have
whatever I owe
you.
Have
you had sex with Becky?
No. We were cool. You know, I'm not about pressure. But I can't help it if there are a lot of lonely hearts out there that I go around and I'm tearing these A's up, you know.
Have we met Becky? Have we met you, Becky?
I was there the night that girl was screaming really crazy at the bowling alley and all those terrorists got mad.
She's been to a show, but you wouldn't recognize her. She has a face in the crowd.
I remember what she was talking about.
But, Becky... If I owe you money, I'll give it to you. All you did was pay for my meal. It's not like I borrowed money from you, so don't put me out like that.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with that. But what about the night we went to Laughing Lizard with my cousins and they paid for everybody's entire...
I never went to Laughing Lizard. What are you talking about? I never went out with you Laughing Lizard.
The night of the Vegas-style show at whoever's house down in Fredericksburg or whatever, and
we went and had a glass of wine.
You have selective memory.
Hold on. Black Moses, hold on.
Dang.
Now I'm going to be fair. I'm going to let Becky say what she wants to say.
Becky is entitled to make her case.
Becky, go ahead.
It's just irritating to me that, you know, I pay for all these things. He's like, come up to the bowling alley that night. You know, I got you. It's good. I had 2 little Dixie cups full of beer, which does not even come close to repaying all the stuff that he's had all the different times that he's been out with me. And it just, as soon as I heard him coming on talking about he's out touring all over the country doing this, that, and the other,
that's the real issue, isn't it, Becky?
Becky,
that's the real issue, isn't it?
You're
kind of jealous.
Not at all. You want Black Moses.
No, it's okay.
You don't like hearing him talk about all the women that he's banged.
Oh, I'm proud of him, actually.
We went out a couple of times. I mean, the tab might have came to $50. You act like you bought me a car or something.
You sit there and complain that oh, I made a bet with either Don or Mike, and they don't have any more cash on them, and so I can't, you know, I can't buy you any beer, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you make that.
Are you dogging me out like that?
Did you use me
as an excuse?
Don, you know me better than that.
Oh,
you know.
Ever. You are lying. You are lying through your teeth.
All right, Becky, let me ask you something.
Cole, let me ask you something, Becky.
How much, if you were to write Robert a bill, how much do you estimate Robert owes you?
Maybe $25, $30, but it's not the point of the money.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, we have callers who would like to speak to you.
Oh, very good.
Here is Tim, who would like to speak to
Becky. Becky, whatever.
Tim.
Black Moses.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, you're on the air with Black Moses, formerly Robert, and Becky.
So, is Becky a white girl?
Yeah, she is.
Right. Unbelievable. Once you date a white guy, you know black guys, they're all they're going to do is go after you and hit it and whatever and be done with it.
No,
You're right there.
I am dating now
as
white.
You're right there.
All right, hold on. Here is another call. I don't know if it's for Becky or not. It's Tim. Tim.
No, Scott.
Scott. Sorry, Scott.
How you doing, guys?
Okay.
Listen, I've been listening to this clown come on your show for quite a long time, and this guy uses words. I'm still trying to figure out what the words swollen in the context that he uses it means. Talking about the chick that he was with from Blade.
I understand. If you watched the end of the movie Blade, Robert, I'll speak white for you if you want
to. White to this guy.
So he'll understand.
I know what Robert was talking about.
At the end of the movie Blade, with Wesley Snipes and Chris Christopherson, the vampire gets hit like with thousands of these needles and
swells up.
And actually, almost like, you know, in the clumps when Eddie Murphy's ass gets real big, except it's done in a science fiction way.
I knew what Robert was saying.
Correct, but he's saying he was all swolled up. What the heck is all swolled up?
No.
She was swollen up.
Her legs, her ankles.
Guy's talking about Shaq articulating himself. I'm an angry Jew. I got $10 that says he can't spell articulate.
Boy, there's a lot of... Robert, you seem to arouse...
Hey, you keep your $10, pal, but let me explain something to you. She was a
big girl. Let me tell you something, pal. When you're referring to yourself, you don't say mine. You say mine. What the hell does the S come from?
Whatever, man.
He's
Don's and Mike.
Listen, you know what?
It's Don's and Mike.
All right, hold on. Black Moses, hold on. I want to tell you something. Scott, first off, when he says that, it's a goof. And if you don't get that it's a goof, and it's a goof that we're laughing along with Robert on, then you are really out of the picture.
Dude, let me say, I totally get it.
You really don't, though, because you were dissing the guy when he was actually joking.
Robert talks to us and says, oh, Mr. Don's and Mr. Mike's, I would love to come to your houses and waters your lawns.
Jesus
Christ. He is obviously making a joke.
Right. Wait, Don and Mike, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you not think that I get it if I'm calling your show as a big fan of your show?
Wait a minute, hold on.
But it's very simple.
I bring it up.
Robert all riled up, and then he says just some crazy crap.
No, I bring it up because you said, you're talking about the way Robert speaks, and you mentioned that he occasionally will put an S on the end of a word. And I was telling you, that's a goof. You're now telling me you understand it's a goof, so I'm saying to you, if you knew it was a goof, and you knew what he was doing, why did you bring it up?
Because it just gets him all riled up to say some more crazy stuff.
Oh, now I get it. Okay, you just want to get him all riled up. I understand.
So you're a fan of Rob A.
I'm not a fan. I'm a fan of Don and Mike, pal.
So am I. I love the guys. And they have me here because we have a good time.
You might be an angry black man, but I tell you what, there's no more angrier Jew than this guy right here, pal.
Oh, hey. I tell you what, you want to meet somewhere? What are you talking about? We can be angry together. I'll buy you a beer.
I'll bring my homie Spooker with me, and we'll buy you beer.
My posse.
Hold on.
You come down and do a drive-by.
I do want to name this guy. I want to name this
synagogue.
Wait, what is your first name, sir?
National?
Yeah, yours.
Scott.
Scott the Angry Jew.
There it is.
I like.
Is there another term? I mean, what's that? That's the same thing. You're saying the same thing.
I'll bring 10 of my pals.
Scott the Agitation
Jew. And I'll backslap all 10 of you, little short.
There is a lot of anger, and I believe Robert.
You don't want to get me started, pal.
Robert is slipping back into his original mood.
I'm going to another car.
Thanks, Scott.
Hello, Vincent.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, she's dumb for even dating him in the first place.
He's right here. If you're speaking to Robert, speak to Robert.
And what do you, what do you do, numbnuts?
And I think
what do you do, numbnuts?
Shut up, dude. Fuck, I'm going to smack you. Number two.
You ain't going to smack nobody.
Shut up. Number two, since you went in and did all your little hole run, when you go to that doctor, and the doctor takes a Q-tip and pokes it in the little man's head, you're going to see what it feels like, dude, because you're going to be burning.
Ron, I burn you, pal. Now, I'm not burning you. You're just jealous because you probably got some pig-ass wife sitting there, snot running down your kid's nose, in their pants.
Now, let me see.
You ain't nothing, boy.
Becky,
you ain't
nothing.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, hold on a second.
Hey, Becky, you know what? We got $25 worth of, dollar mattress that we can give you.
you
be finished. Because I haven't talked to you. I haven't called you.
Whatever. And you know what? Every time you did call me, your main concern is trying to get me to come over your house.
Hello,
you
Carl.
Right,
you said how
you're
such a nice guy, and that's just a radio personality, and you're not really like that. You're full of crap. You ain't nothing but a lonely, desperate man.
Think about it. If I was desperate, I'd still be calling
wrinkly,
you. Wrinkly. Okay.
Banana.
I'm surprised you even got up this early after drinking all goddamn night.
Little prick.
Leave me alone. Hey, wait, ho. If you ain't seen nothing, I'll put this wiffle back upside your head, sister. Okay?
Yeah, whatever, man. You know where to meet.
You
know where I live.
You call me out, okay?
I am not tripping off
you. You the one that got a Jones, sister. You the one. So you leave it alone.
Gap-ass
white.
I got an applause,
She called the show
one of the best.
And I'm just Are you crazy? How do you sound? You sound stupid.
All right, hold on. One more person. One more person wants to get
in. She called here for me.
Here is Kathy. Hello, Kathy.
Hello. I would like to chip in with other listeners and pay her $30 to get off and the other guy $10 to be quiet and just let him be.
All right, somebody's supporting you, Robert.
Here you go, Robert. There's a fan of yours.
Thank you.
I mean,
what's wrong with going around bringing pleasure?
She's trying to collect money. He's trying to pick on him enough already.
Wait a minute. You're not making any sense. I'm not picking on her. She called here.
She's on your side.
No, I'm not saying you're picking on her. I'm saying she needs to move on. You need to mind your own damn business.
All right.
Time out. All right, Becky, you've gotten your say.
I thought that's all I wanted to say.
Robert, you suck.
And you don't. That's why I'm not with you.
Yeah, I know, because you ain't nothing but a nasty bastard.
I'm a nasty bastard. This girl's
the Rob Van Lauer would go off. That's what I've been trying to say for 10 minutes.
Green and
you're a sorry ass bitch. You on hold for 15 minutes now.
All right.
Sorry ass out.
Good.
Whatever.
Go back to Bennigan's and eat some hot wings and a gallon of beer.
Please, let us pause for station identification.
She called here for me.
May I please pause now to let our local stations along the network identify them.
I'm delighted.
And,
that was absolutely delightful radio.
Beautiful. Now, when we come back, Robert, the video. Tell us about the video we're going to be watching.
Okay, I got three different ones, but we want to break it down. I got a stereotypical racial porno. It's called Major League Ass.
Major League Ass.
You know, it's all brothers.
How is it racial?
It's stereotypical brothers, you know. They'll F your daughter and F your toilet at the same time.
Nice sisters in here.
All right,
One is subtle racism. It's a lot of black on white, white on black. But there is some racism going on in this one.
Why do you say there's racism
going on? If it's just white guys and black girls and black girls and white guys.
It's black women and white guys. Mm-hmm. And the point is that all the white guys, when they're effing the sisters, they're wearing condoms. And I'm like, I got a problem with that.
In modern porno, they all wear condoms now anyway. I do not accept that.
If you look at the Major League Ass, those brothers are pipe-snaking sisters, and they're not using condoms.
All right,
I don't think they make them big enough, but they're not wearing.
I'm going to throw out both of those videos. What is your third video?
This is Black Mariah.
And this is the
Klan slash racist one, where they're telling racist jokes. A lot of racial bigotry.
The reason you're bringing this, the reason you want us to play this is...
Yo, you get a laugh out of this.
You would love to.
It's funny.
Especially you two. Basically, this is for Rob A. You know, Rob A will love this.
All right. All right. Stand by. We'll play Robert's highly controversial KKK racist porn.
One of his better appearances.
What? Watch the button. You have to hit it.
Oh, okay.
And you will love this. I watched this the other day, and this basically, you'll have this on your mantle next to the coon salt shaker.
Robert.
You do have them.
Stop it.
You
with
do
that.
Have them. Okay, it ain't like it ain't like you don't have them.
They're out of my house.
Don't say that, bosses.
Oh, now listen. Now looky here.
You didn't take the coon cubs on the salt shakers off the mantle.
Oh,
bitch.
Man. Oh, yes. My God.
Why you do that, sir? Why you do that?
Yes, I do. Do that.
You done showed enough people, they already know.
All right, I'm getting a headache, gentlemen.
I done do that.
Oh, my God.
So I done do that.
Pastor Don's caved in to the black man.
Caves in.
You still got the yard jockey?
Shut up. All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, they are the radio gods. I like street trivia. Low budget jet party. I'm gonna do my favorite teller. The 4-hour club is for me. Kenny Stevens is the boss without a heart. Charlie's doing stuff, but like he's cut his finger.
On the replay, John and Mike, right there.
I would like a chocolate pie a mile wide. I just want $1 million. Where is Tommy? He won the spelling bee. Dennis Murphy is the show's Casanova. It's John and Mike eating Mama's day. I would like to play Highway Love Connection, but I don't have a car or a phone.
OJ's guilty.
Now my song is drawing near its end. I've only got one thing left to say.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
I don't remember that one.
I'm glad I don't.
Providing more comedy in their left channel than most radio shows can in full stereo. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We're back with BM Black Moses. We're going to watch his video here. A couple of more calls to Robert. Here is Chris from Philadelphia. Hi, Chris.
Yo, how you doing, fellas?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hi, Chris.
This is for my brother BM, man. Listen, you got to tell him, it's just enough. Perpetrated by the man to bring another brother down.
I understand that. And I have a sister up in Philadelphia that I got to watch that. Be looking out. I'll be up there soon. World tour coming to Philly.
Here is Don, Kansas City. Don.
Hey, I've just heard that BM has the case of the full-blown AIDS.
Full-blown AIDS.
Yeah, full-blown AIDS, Robert?
At least there's some conclusion. At least I dropped dead eventually. I'm happy about that, because diabetes is a bore.
Here is Davis from D.C. Davis.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Doing all right. I just got a question for BM over there. Why are you so hostile, man?
Because I don't appreciate... I treated Becky like a queen. She never said I treat her bad.
Like a queen.
You know, like a queen.
She didn't treat her like a queen. She's going up here saying she's complaining,
you know,
doing everything.
And you know what? I stole that from Training Day. When Denzel's driving down the street with Ethan Hawke,
right.
He says, are you married? And Ethan Hawke says, yeah, I'm married. And Denzel says, I understand. I got my queen.
Right.
I have said that maybe 10,000 times in real life.
Your queen.
Don.
I got my queen.
Right.
I never treated her badly. I never forced myself on her. The bitch calls up about $25. You know, dinner at Bennigan's. I didn't drink. You know, they drink like a bitch out of water.
You're being hostile. You had to have drank.
I don't drink, buddy. You ask the fellas. I don't drink.
No, you know what?
He doesn't drink. Drinks Diet Coke.
Robert does not drink.
He drinks Diet Coke and water, and the bitch is lying. $25, I'll give it to her. I'll give a pay.
And you treated her like a queen.
Like a queen. Randy in Baltimore. Randy.
Yes. Yeah, speaking of queens, my name, Randy. I'm gay. I'm in Baltimore, and I wanted to chime in with my perspective to show Robert a little support.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. You know what? I don't have no problem with gay men. You do your thing, brother. I do mine. We're all brothers.
Sorry?
We're all brothers. How about that?
I don't have a problem with gay men. I just want to say that I have dated angry Jewish men, and I have dated angry black men, and the good thing about a brother is give him a couple 40s, and you will feel 100 years of oppression in every thrust.
Well, I'm not into the 40s, and I'm not into guys'
age. Come on, you're all on the DL. I got more of you straight boys than anybody.
Tell you what.
Get out of here, man.
I understand why you guys like the anal, though. Guys,
you know why we like the black man, though.
Well, I don't know about all that.
All right, here is Dave in Seattle. The entire country is checking in with Black Moses today. Dave.
BM.
What's up?
Man, love you, man. Love you long time.
I appreciate that. I got a girl out in Seattle wants me to be her sugar daddy, but she sent a picture and she was a dog, so I was like, I can't help you.
Oh, all right, goodbye. Get out of here. Listen, this video that we're going to watch. Robert, don't read this on the air, please. I mean it. But these are the rules that we have to follow while we are watching your video.
No masturbation.
No. Hey, now, Robert, that's...
No, I'm sorry.
Learn it, live it, love it, know it.
Don't smell yourself.
No. Okay. Now, this video that you want us to watch... This is something
Black Mariah. Something I found it in my. I have a lot of porno. I'm in the porno, so obviously I found.
Rob, can you bring the lights down a little bit in here so we can
get this baby going? Yeah,
get a look.
I love this one.
Now, the reason again that you brought this in is
entertainment.
Entertainment.
Rob A. Basically.
Thank you. Filmco Releasing presents.
In class when you're going to see a movie instead of having to learn something.
A Loretta
Swit
Sterling film.
Do we want this?
No.
Okay.
Now we're waiting to see Black Mariah.
Here we go.
There it is.
Black Mariah, a black sex comedy.
He's laughing already.
Oh, now there's watermelon.
It looks like a monkey climbing out of watermelon.
Oh, my God. How old is this?
About 70s, early 80s.
All right, it starts with a monkey climbing out of a watermelon.
That's a black man. See?
And are they picking cotton, Robert?
Yes, what do you think, Don? Yes, they are, Mike.
No,
they're getting college educations.
No, but I mean, this movie is starting with, like, an old racist cartoon.
Right. Stereotype. So-called monkeys are my ancestors.
This is like a circa 1940s racist cartoon that this porno's starting with.
Robert, where the hell did you find this?
You are enjoying yourself. This is my collection. I have to study all aspects of American life pre-9/11.
And now there's a slave up on the auction block.
My God.
This is like, let me describe the animation. You know when you've seen the very first Mickey Mouse cartoon?
Yeah, that's how old this is.
I think it's Steamboat Willie. Same guys did the Mickey Mouse did this.
It's like Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie, that's exactly what it looks like.
Steamboat Leroy.
Very nice. We've not even seen the porno yet. We're just sitting through the opening credits.
They're rolling the credits over this old racist cartoon.
Written, produced, and directed by Loretta
Sterling.
She's very good. Let's get her on the show. She's still alive.
All right, now, here's the porno.
When I was younger, my dad used to tell me jokes about black people, and they were really funny. In fact, they became my most favorite joke, and over the years I've collected them and nurtured them, and this show has a lot of those jokes that I've collected in it. And I'm not
particularly prejudiced at all. And I would probably laugh at a white joke if I ever heard one.
Now, what is the, what are we looking at here?
It's more like a laugh.
Shut up.
All right, hold on. Listen, pause it, Robbie. Pause it for a second. Pause it, because what we're seeing right now is not a porno. It's like a guy at a comedy club.
But it says Black Mariah in back. What, can you explain what this is, Robert?
It's a laughing. It's a mixture of racist cartoons, racist comedy.
Now, is this
porno?
Is this kind of a... Like what we're looking at here on this stage, is this some kind of Klan thing or something like that, or what?
You have it for yourself. It's a black.
I mean,
like,
if you say you have it for yourself, I don't know what I'm looking at. I mean, you've watched.
I'm looking at a white guy in blackface now.
I understand, but do you have any idea like where this comes from or where this originates from?
Hate. That's where it comes from.
You know, I'm sure, especially now that we're on in New Orleans.
Right.
Oh, they would love this.
I'm sure someone will call us and tell us
and
the
tell
origins.
Tell us what this is, because this is some obviously
of Black Mariah.
This is some pretty serious stuff here.
Because I thought we would get right to a porno, and instead it's like the guys in
blackface. It's a white guy in blackface, and it's a modern day thing. So it's a little weird.
I don't know how I feel about airing all this.
No, I don't.
Come on, come on now. We can all laugh at it together.
All right, Robert, I'll do it until I feel uncomfortable.
Oh, jeez.
All right, stop it. I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. Let it roll. Go, let's see what it's about. As a white guy in blackface.
I thought you got killed this morning, man. Someone told me that they put a gun in your head.
Oh, all right.
What's happening?
You said MF-er.
Good evening. Now, black man, but all my friends, because I do these kind of voices, told me that I'm a black man trapped in a white man's body, and something very funny happened on the way to the stage this morning.
Hold on, now, that's twice I've had to hit the delay already.
I told you I did delay.
Now, did we just cut right to two naked women?
Right.
There's a naked white girl and a naked black girl.
Okay.
All right. Now, am I going to have to hit the delay again here?
I can kill the volume.
Now, let it roll. We got delay built up. Oh, you know what? Don't.
No, we don't have any.
The delay's not built up yet.
What the hell are we watching here?
I thought it was just a straight porno.
No, but I mean, Robert accurately portrayed it. It's definitely something.
Comedy about white people make fun of black people with sex involved.
See, what I don't know is if this is staged for the porno. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if they did this or, you know.
All right.
And who knows?
We got our delay back. Now it's switched from the comedian on stage.
Thomas, I better be. I can't even say without laughing.
You make me laugh.
Okay. What do you call a white test tube baby?
I don't know. I give it. What do you call a white test tube?
A room with a view.
A naked white girl and naked black girl.
Telling bad jokes.
Okay, hold up, now,
question. Oh, yeah. What do you call, and now if you call a white test tube baby, a room
with a view,
what would you call a black test tube baby?
Why, a janitor in a drum, of course.
Just to tell an awful jokes, but they're naked. They're naked. And they're lying on a bed. And they seem to have a laugh track.
Now you're naked. It's like a white guy
with fruit on his head. This is the weirdest
eating
thing I've
watermelon.
Ever seen.
Okay.
Now there's a guy taking a, okay. You know.
Going number one.
And there's a black guy next.
So how'd you get that way, man? I soaked it.
You soaked it?
Yeah, I soaked it.
What do you soak it in?
Beans.
Beans?
That's right.
What kind of beans?
Human beans.
All right, pause it for a second.
Okay.
All right, here's the joke. The guy is standing at the urinal, and the white guy looks at the black guy and says, wow, your thing is huge.
How'd you get it so big? He said, I soaked it.
Yeah, I soaked it in what?
Beans.
What kind of beans?
Human beans. See?
You're laughing. Yes. Enjoying yourself. Rob Bay is writing this stuff down so you can tell his children.
Like laughing. It really is. Like with the weird cameras and all
that.
Yeah.
All right, now we're back to the two naked...
This movie is all over the place.
Now we're back to the two naked chicks again.
What do a sperm and a Negro have in common?
A sperm and a Negro?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Tell me.
One in 150,000 work
Now they have a laugh track.
It's a naked chick.
It's a black chick and a white chick, and the white chick is telling the black chick.
It's a black guy. Now, it's a black guy with a banjo. Not a white guy in black face is a real black guy.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
There are a couple of weird guys.
What?
Song, see. They go, there you go. Right, babe, remember the good times?
We're doing now. While this black guy is on stage playing the banjo, they're showing like old footage from movies.
People are laughing, Mike. Mike, now you enjoy yourself.
And for a moment there I was.
America, the fellas are enjoying this. They are really enjoying this part.
Rob, describe what we're seeing now.
Well, what it looked like was a tent revival meeting first, and then there was a dancer on stage. There is, I believe that's Hattie McDaniel.
Hattie McDaniel, Oscar winner.
Playing a maid, yeah, Oscar winner, Hattie McDaniel. That's Amos and Andy, of course, right there from the CBS television show of the same name.
Jesus, he knows what network they were on.
Yeah.
And now we're back to the banjo player.
Okay, so we've seen a bunch
of... That's a different banjo player.
Sound like Juanita and Michael Jordan, don't they?
There's Kingfish.
You guys are laughing their asses off.
Robert, let me ask you a question.
Mike over here.
Let me ask you a question. What the hell is this movie? What is the purpose of this film?
It's porn.
Is it trying to make a political statement?
I don't know. I mean, the guy that made it, or the woman that made it, you need to call her.
Right, now we're dissolving to something else.
Now, here comes the porno.
All right, now here's porno. Here we go.
There goes the music.
With a little banjo music in the back. It's a woman all by herself.
Close your mouth.
She seems to be enjoying herself.
She's looking at a picture of something.
Well, let's close your mouth.
Now, this is not racist in any way. This is just a very hot black chick.
Yes, she is hot.
What?
It's a long take.
This movie,
brother is coming. The brother is coming.
This movie is all over the place.
It's like a burnt log with a hatchet.
She's diddling right now.
Yes, she is. She's tuning the radio.
Can't seem to find the station, though.
Right?
Yeah, PGC is out of whack over there.
She's looking for KYS.
She is hot.
She's forward a little bit.
But what is the fun? This is just good porno.
I'm telling you, you gotta get through this part.
All right, hold on. We're fast forwarding past. Now she's getting out a device.
Right. Your standard porno fare.
Standard porno.
All right, now she's working with a device. We're fast forwarding past this.
Yeah, I like to fast forward.
Apparently she's had some chicken. No pun intended. What is the slogan of Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Finger looking good.
Right, and she's licking her fingers.
Right.
Okay?
The fact that you brought up chicken.
I think you just crossed one of those lines on this paper you just gave me.
No, here comes a black guy.
She has a
car. Now, you're saying we fast forward through this part because there's more of its racial content after this?
Oh, no,
all right, there are the two girls again, the black girl and the white girl. They're licking lollipops.
All right, back up. Here's the black girl and the white girl standing on a fence licking lollipops.
We better than you because my daddy runs a big business and makes lots of money.
So is mine.
Will you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're still better than you because my mama is a working mama and she makes lots of money.
So is mine.
We're still better than you because we don't live next door to no niggers.
That was the black girl.
It was the black girl that said that.
Why did so many blacks got killed during Vietnam?
I don't know why.
because when the sergeant said get down, they all stood up and started to dance.
That's an old joke.
I thought it was a naked chick telling that joke.
Jesus, this is
back to this.
And now we're back to this.
I'll tell you one thing, it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Porno or otherwise.
You laughing. And I think Don likes it. You want a copy, Don? You can have this.
I don't want a copy of it, but
sure.
Maybe we should have a copy up in the office.
Yeah, keep it up in the office.
In case.